the traditional view of history, and I think this is what most people assume that history is about, is that it's a recounting of significant events, recounting of significant people, what they did and how that changed the course of history, the important ideas they contributed. And people will often dismiss history because it's just about dead white guys, they say. So that traditional view of history has been replaced by a personal narrative view, a neo-Marxist point of view. So in the new history, learning stories about individuals and how they struggled against oppression now has become the standard fare. This idea that people are oppressed and history is about this constant overthrowing of oppression is a very Marxist type idea. But the problem is that history in schools won't talk about the history of Marxism. And so students are unable to play Marxism and socialism in any historical context. So even at university, we have university students, juniors and seniors, who not only don't know what Marxism is, they don't even know who Karl Marx was. And so how can you then, in a university classroom, say this is why Marxism is wrong or this is the weakness of socialism when they don't have any historical context to place it into? It just becomes an impossible task.